The Lord be with you.
And
read it from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. An argument arose among the disciples about which of them was the greatest. Jesus realized the intention of their hearts and took a child. He placed it by his side and said to them, "Whoever receives this child in my name receives me. And whoever receives me receives the one who sent me. For the one who is least among all of you is the one who is the greatest." And John said in reply, "Master, we saw someone casting out demons in your name. We try to prevent them, because he does not follow in our company." Jesus said to him, "Do not prevent him, for whoever is not against you is for you." The Gospel of the Lord. So we start reading the book of Job. Maybe spend an hour today, read the whole thing. It's a tough book. Tough book. But I think the essential message today is that if you decide to follow the Lord, you're going to get a lot of trials. Amen or oh me? I think I heard someone say, "Oh me," no? They're going to come. They're going to come. So just be ready for trials. People that have gone through these spiritual exercises with me, some have more than once, they say that ever since they've done the exercise, they've never had more trials in their life. Right? But also more grace is to carry the crosses that God has given to you. So don't forget that. With the trials that come, God always gives the corresponding or commensurate graces to be able to support the trials that come. And can I be honest with you? If we don't have trials, we give into laziness. We do. So God allows the trials to keep us out of a state of complacency, being lazy, being comfortable, just sitting back and kind of enjoying life. God wants us to work hard until we die. So thank God for your trials. You might remember the phrase, the last verse that Spring read, which is the one that we remember most in all the book of Job, which is, "Naked I came from the womb of my mother, naked I returned to the earth. The Lord gives, the Lord takes away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." But get ready, because you're going to hear Job is not going to say that tomorrow or the following day. He's going to complain. He's going to say, "Why me, God?" No? And then God's going to respond. So there's nothing wrong for us to complain to God, but with reverence. I do. You can complain to God. Job's going to do that. But with respect. Not lifting up your fist like this. No. Saying, "Why is this happening, Lord?" Okay, today we celebrate one of the most famous modern saints. Saint Therese. We've got a statue of her right there. She died at 24 years old. Last of 9 children. Her parents are canonized. Wouldn't it be great if mom and dad were canonized as long as one of your daughters too, maybe both of your daughters? That'd be great. That's the ideal. That the whole family should be holy, following the good example of mom and dad, right? That's the way it should be. Mom and dad are saints, and they're transmitting that holiness to their children. You know, there's so much that can be said in the life of Saint Teresa. I invite you to read The Story of the Soul, which it's a spiritual masterpiece. Maybe you've already read it a couple of times. Maybe start to read it again. But let me just tell you one story in her life. When Saint Therese was a teenager, she was 13 or 14, she lived in a time in which there was one of the most famous murderers in the world. This was even recorded in the New York Times, even though it happened in France. And it's the murder of a guy whose name was Pranzini. Pranzini had murdered three women, and he was incarcerated. And this was before Pope Francis said that death penalty is not something very good. Okay? So he received the death penalty. Now, in France, it's done by the guillotine, where you... This man was very hardened. Very hardened. In St. Therese, her father would read the newspaper in the morning, now and then she'd read it also, or hear what her father said about the latest news. So she heard about the day in which he was going to be executed. So she got out her sacrifice beads. She started to offer up sacrifices. Every day she'd offer up a sacrifice for this hardened criminal, and he was a hardened criminal. So the day for the execution arrived, and more than once, a priest tried to go to this guy to try to get him to, like the good thief, to repent. No sign of repentance. So the day after the execution, St. Therese's father told her not to read the newspaper, but she checked into the newspaper the following day. Guess what happened? Beautiful story. A priest was sent, he didn't go to confession, but before he died, he asked for a crucifix, and he kissed the crucifix three times. And Saint Therese praised the Lord for the conversion of this man at the very last moment of his life. Very last moment of life, he's shown signs of repentance by kissing the crucifix three times. Maybe you have family members who seem to be very far away from God. Maybe a son, maybe a daughter. Never give up hope. Pray and sacrifice until the end. Never give up hope. Saint Therese became a nun. She had to actually travel to Rome, and she talked with Leo XIII because she wanted to enter in when she was 15 years old. And she was granted permission. She wanted to be a missionary. Her health was weak, but she became the patron of the missionary church. How did she do it? She entered into the Carmelite order for two reasons: to pray for the conversion of sinners and to pray for, are you listening? For priests. Amen? To pray for missionaries, but to pray for priests. Now more than ever, this is the type of person we have to have in the church. That we are a missionary church, especially in LA. But also you got to pray for priests and bishops and archbishops and cardinals, and pray for the Pope. Last but not least, Saint Therese wanted to become a great saint, but she couldn't fast long hours or scourge herself to blood. She didn't have that grace or strength. Her way of holiness is for you and for me. It's called the little way. And teach your children about this. The little way is this: to do the ordinary things of daily life with extraordinary love. That's called the little way. And all of you can do that. All of you can do that. None of us are probably going to come out in the front page of the New York Times tomorrow. Maybe that's a blessing in disguise, right? But all of us can become great saints if we just do the ordinary little things of daily life with extraordinary love. She's known to have said, pick up a pen for the love of God and you can save a soul. So picking up a pen is no big deal, but it's done with the love of God. Souls can be saved. So let's consecrate ourselves to the love of God. In Catholic Exchange today, my article is published. I wrote an introduction to a book on Saint Therese, which Catholic Exchange published. So if you go into Catholic Exchange, you'll see mine is the first article this week. So read it, and you'll get to know better this great modern saint. To encourage us to become saints also, by following the little way, by doing the small things, the ordinary things, with extraordinary love. Amen.